Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling to you from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are Triple Diamonds with this great company of ASEA, and it's just been a fantastic ride. And when it comes to building a business, I'm very big on let's say meetings or events. And it's always this old adage where people start talking about there's the new way is just doing everything online, and then the people that hold on to the old way, and it's just all doing this. Well, it's always a blend. You kind of leverage all that works. But one thing that makes things stable is being able to have events that can be from in-home presentations where you start off small to working up when you get out of your home to go maybe to a church or a meeting center or maybe a hotel on a weekly basis. But then you start working and doing monthly events, and you have quarterly events as you start to drive your people to what we call our annual convention. And, you know, as you start to build a business, for those people who want to make, let's say, big money, and let's just speak on a six-figure income, a residual income, and that's what happens in network marketing. To make a six-figure residual income, you need to have at least 100 people to a destination event. Okay, so that's kind of and you make a business plan by doing so. So I wanted to get into tonight. We just came off the heels of a great event up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I wanted to do a call tonight, and from really two different distributorships that really exemplify what it means to build towards an event, and they know how to leverage this in a really great way. I've got Deb and Jim Orman, who are Silvers out of Concord, North Carolina, and I have Gold Associate Bill Peary, who's out of Bluefield, Virginia. And I can't say enough about these people for what they do and what they stand for. And it's a really true understanding, guys, for where we are in ASEA. But once you build the groundwork, it makes it a whole lot easier for people to pass over. So I want to get into tonight. And we had about 150 at an event in North Carolina on a consistent basis. To give you an idea, we started this thing off almost 3 years ago, Bill Peary, Tom Beasley, and myself, and start off four friends in a dream. And then the first event we had was in Wythville. We had 40, 45 people, and because Bill was very focused on getting things there, he actually had 10 or 15 people he called the night before to make sure they had butts in the seat that showed the commitment. The next event we did in Wythville, the one for 45, we had brought on a lot of people, one being Jim and Deb Mormon, and we went from 45 to 186 people. And for the next event, which was about 14 months after the time they decided to get going, we had 350 people in Concord, North Carolina, and on a consistent basis. If we do a large event out there, they have 150, 200 people. So I can't think of anybody better to really get into this idea or understanding of how to promote events than Devin, Jim Mormon, and Bill Peary. So, guys, I have you on the side of this phone, on the side of the line.
I think so.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm here.
Well, awesome. It's okay to be in my pajamas, right?
Yeah.
First
of all, let me say this. Congratulations for just a fantastic job this weekend. All you guys, Deb and Jim, you guys put together by way of the support and make sure everything's taken care of. And then Bill, your ability just to drive and promote is just insane. So let's kind of get into this. Bill, I want to start off with you and share a little bit, man. How do y'all make these things so successful?
Well, you know, you kind of hit on it there earlier. There's also much technology out there that, you know, sometimes we tend to want to overuse the technology, but you just can't really beat the good old one-on-one, getting people together and putting on an event. And, at the beginning, it was, and a lot of people, when they first get started, it's just, you, yourself, and I, you're the only ones out there trying to get something together, and you do feel obligated I know that first time you came in, you know, as Terry, it was Tom and Butch and myself and one other person we grabbed out in the hall. And that day forward, I thought, you know, Terry traveled all the way from Texas, Austin, Texas. And I wasn't 100% really committed, not like I am. But after that day, I just thought, you know, I'm not really doing – it's almost kind of rude to have a man come all the way down here and not do any better than that. And so when we kind of decided to roll our sleeves up, and there was that kind of that day, and we decided to really start the next event, and I said in my mind that I'm going to have some people there. And
Hey, Bill, real quick before you get into that one part – there was a video you watched that kind of lit your fire. How did that, the watching the Genesis, as after that we sat down, how did that watching the, because you really hadn't watched that one, how did watching the Genesis video help you get committed?
Well, you know, that really did. That was probably the big turning point. And it was all about the company. You have Virtus Norton and what they did as far as what they could have done and what they did as far as saying, hey, you know, it's about the people here. And then knowing his background and what he represents and what this company represents, I mean, it's not hard to really get behind it. And I mean, it really, that Genesis video just opened my eyes of who we're with, and it was everything for me, you know, because I wasn't totally on board. It was a great product. We saw great results, my wife, but when I saw that and saw what this company was all about, I mean, I just had to go with it. You know, that was my big turning point by far.
Perfect. Now, how do you get into promoting these events? I mean, you made a commitment. That how did, because one of the things that really caught my attention with you, Bill, was that night before the first event, and you were really nervous. And I always say you got about 15 people there. It's anywhere between 10 and 15. You almost bribed them. It also showed me the commitment level. And I think we had 45 people. And Karen Riley came in on that event. But How have you almost perfected promoting these events? Because, I mean, you have tickets. You do all that kind of stuff. I mean, how do you do this?
Well, it was trial and error. And like I said, it was kind of you're on your kind of own. And I learned from that event because I thought I had to do it all myself. And a lot of times you just have to start out that way, and you kind of do. But eventually you say, hey, this is this is not just my event. This is our team event. And I think just sheer panic, I had my son come in, and he was getting ready to play golf with six guys. And I thought, well, Andy, if you could bring him up, I'll buy him the beer and the chicken if y'all come up and come sit in there. And, you know, so I was just, you know, in panic mode. And then from that point on, I didn't want to have that feeling, which you never goes away. And I know Deb and Jim and my wife, I know both Deb and our spouses are just can't sometimes wait till these events are over, because we do put our heart and soul, because if you don't start the day of you plan this event and continue to recruit the day of the event, it's not going to be the success you want, because it is hard work and dedication, and it's these tickets have been a pretty good little avenue. We always set it up on Eventbrite, so people and we include everybody. I mean, when Verse. He took the words right out of my mouth, or the way I feel. This is not mine and Deb's event. This is a Sia's and Jim's. This is a Sia's event. We want everybody that can come to come, and we reach out to everybody because then we deeply feel, you know, we're not, there's not any selfishness or emptiness. We want us to be a part of the whole Sia family, getting this out to everybody we can.
So awesome, awesome. So Deb and Jim, you guys, I mean, heck, Jim, I was talking to you, I guess, what was it, Saturday morning of the event, and you made the comment, you contacted 400 people, emails, texts, you did all that kind of stuff. Y'all talk about how y'all promote, because you always give a really good showing there.
Yeah, well, Deb's going to cover some of it, but when we get into an event like this, or not so much the classes that we do every Thursday night, but the first question that's asked or a statement is, let's have a meeting. The next question is, why? What I mean by that is, what do we want to be the takeaway? In other words, for the audience we're going to have, what information do we want them to get and retain and get excited about? And what is often forgotten is you've got to look at it also from who the audience is going to be. In other words, they look at it like, what's in it for me? That seems to be the society we live in today, but that's been true for a long time. So in order to fill the seats and stuff, we've got to have something based on what we think the audience is going to be that's going to be a draw for all of the different people. Now, some people are attracted to the speakers. Some people are attracted to the money. Some people are attracted to the giveaways. So you got to kind of look at all those different aspects and plan your agenda on the meeting around that so that you can send that out. And it's real important, we find, to have this as much ahead of the meeting as you can, because once you've got that, then you can produce some kind of a poster or something to send out to people, because the first question is, when you talk to them and say, we're going to have a big meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, and da-da-da-da, they're going to say, well, what's it going to be about? Who's going to speak? So we have to know that sort of information ahead of time. So then we can produce the pamphlet or whatever, and we can PDF it and send it out to people, and Deb's going to cover all the other steps that go into that sort of thing. But the audiences, you look at it from the audience's perspective too, because we got to fill the seats, because to have the best product in the world, unless we're talking to people that, you know, come to the meeting, they may come to the meeting for one idea, but can be enthused by speakers and stuff like that. And that's really what we're looking for.
Awesome. Deb, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, a lot of work does go into planning these events. I mean, everything from trying to find the right location that's central to the audience you're trying to draw. You have to know the number of attendees, what you're striving for, because that makes the decision on whether you're going to do like what we did, the round tables versus, say, a classroom style. Of course, it's the AV equipment. We were really blessed to have Brent to do that for us this time, because you got to get all the jump drives for the PowerPoints and get those things loaded. And like Jim said, you have to know the agenda, the speakers, and contact those people. And you guys did a good job of, you know, getting that all in line. But the flyers and the tickets, like Bill alluded to, those are very important, knowing kind of who's going to be there or what they're going to speak about. And we always like to do the tickets, and I will actually put them in envelopes, and I'll put a $10 price tag on them and go around and hand those out with the flyer and these free tickets. And on the outside of the envelope, it may say complimentary tickets and from us. And, of course, it's always the calls. You know, like we said, it was probably 300-400 people that we would call that, you know, my girls and our family, we would call. We start out with calls, and then later we'll do we'll do the emails usually next, and then finally we'll end with text, like the day or a few days before. But then there's always, you've got to have a registration table and volunteers, so it's a team effort, you know, getting your group to work for this, or family, or whoever you want to use, and having samples, giveaways, and always having applications on hand, because we had several sign-ups this past Saturday. We're still working on those and working through some people. So it's a real team effort, definitely. And, you know, like Bill even said, I think it's great because we're working with cross lines and it's open to everybody, and I love it. Like when somebody comes to me and says, can somebody come to our class? Well, absolutely, because I know that I have somebody right now, like in New Mexico, that's being blessed by, they're in someone else's class. So So we're all trying to share and grow this to see a family together.
So let me ask you real quick, how important has it been just to keep the group together for when you're doing your weekly meetings? How important has it been to be able to leverage those weeklies to drive to an event like this?
Well, I think the weekly meetings are very important. I can't say that I'm the best or Jim at doing these meetings yet. We're all trying to learn our way in network marketing, but keeping that momentum going. And I was really pleased that Debbie Wetzler called me and offered some help. There's a 30, 60, 90-day burst that people do, and it's a commitment. And I think that's where a lot of us are probably not doing so well. We all need to, like, sign an agreement, make a commitment that we will listen to those charge-up calls. We will call each other, kind of encourage each other through the week, because unless we get out there and talk to two people every day, it's not going to happen. We have to have some accountability.
Right, right. And Bill, how about yourself? I mean, we've been kicking this thing off, and I'm going to open up some questions or some comments from, not questions yet, but some comments or some other people might have been there this weekend. But Bill, how about yourself? I mean, when you're talking about consistency, always reaching out to the people, always even though some people sometimes disappear, always adding new blood. Because I know, Bill, heck, you sponsored a few new people just the past day or so. How important is it always to be in the game? As you're driving these events, how important is it for your people to know that you're 100% in the game?
I think it, if you're out there doing it, and I think people, they see that. And, I'm definitely not some dynamic speaker or any of this, but they see if you're out there just rolling your sleeves out and just really working hard at it and trying to be creative and just staying to the course, like just the basic things of talking to two people a day or doing this this double the difference. I think that is a something the company has offered is if you don't take advantage of it, you're really going to be missing out, because the whole theme is, I know you will get some of the training that would cost $50,000 an hour, but what the company is really put out there, if you sign two people up a month for a year, that's 24 people. And the average bronze, that's what the average is. To become bronze is signing up 24 people. And if you kind of do the math on an income what a bronze would generate, if you qualify week in, week out as a bronze, if you put that in the bank, it'd be staggering, because, you're going to be bringing in $15,000 to $2,000 a month. And by doing that, and you're implementing this whole program at a consistent basis for a full year, you're going to have other people involved with this, and it's going to dramatically increase your business, tenfold. I mean, it's all about the consistency. And, one thing I don't think I really elaborated on, but on these ticket sales, we make up tickets, and Deb and Jim, they're just masters in doing flyers, and each one of the seems to get better and better, and even the tickets we give out. There's something about a ticket. Now, we put in there, guests were free, but we have our guests that had $10 on it. It's something about when you have a guest, and you can say, hey, if you tell a guest, go, your guests are free, come to this event. Because it's all about the guests. We want to do a training. We want to have an event where everybody that's going to get something out of it. But if you give a ticket that has a monetary value on it, and you say, "Here, I got you this ticket for this event," and they have that ticket, you just think about it. This might just be $10, or any, even if you didn't have any monetary on it for the guests, but they don't know that. You got them a ticket. And that right there kind of gives someone a little more of a commitment to come to it. And as far as I was talking to a guy today, Jim, you know, he was talking about wanting to promote an event. And the thing about it, we call up to the very day, because if you think about it, if you give enough in advance, there's a good chance if something comes up, these people, a lot of people who are not committed, are not going to come to this thing. So it's by consistently the text, the email, the ticket that you've actually given this person to come. I mean, up to the next, the day before, it's amazing what you can bring the day before, because if there's something else planned and this is not something they're big agenda, they're probably not going to come. But if you're consistently doing this and talking to them about it, there's a good chance you're going to get that person there. And if you get there just like this event here, it was just a great event, and people, it was amazing, the guests that are signing up. It was a good ratio, I know.
Well, you know, all you guys promoting, I know y'all been able to duplicate this through your team also, but you know, taking into consideration the floods in West Virginia, and y'all lost a good 15, 20 people. I say lost, they were unable to make it down to the meeting because of that. But y'all still have promoted, and y'all had plenty of people. That we had to bring in more chairs. I remember them saying bring in about 15 more, 20 more chairs. It was just a fantastic event. So if you guys are okay, I'd like to, for anybody that was at the event this weekend, I'd love for you to, now this is, guys, for the questions, just hold off, because I'm going to shut the recording off of that one. But anybody that was at the event this weekend, I'd love for you to be able to maybe share your perspective. And if you could hit *6, and when you come on this side, just hit *6, state your name, where you're calling in from, and maybe share what you might have gotten from this event, if it was your first event or your second event, and what the events have meant for you.
Terry, it's Russ Carr.
Hey, Russ.
I'll tell you what, Saturday was amazing for me, especially because I spent a lot of time talking to the people there. Debbie Wexler is just an amazing lady, and I spent a lot of time talking to her, and Maureen Hayes, and Denny, and getting to know them on more of a personal basis, and they'll openly share with you. I thought Denny done an absolutely amazing job on the platform. She's really a good speaker and a good motivator. And I have to blow your horn a little bit on that. I think you done a great job Saturday. Getting people motivated. We had some tremendous people there, and I had a good many in my group there and got some sign-ups out of that. But if you get to know these people on a personal basis, and you get in a situation where you need to do a three-way call or get a hold of somebody, they're more apt to answer the phone if they put a face to the name,
right,
or put a face to the number. Then they know who they're talking to. So, to me, that's a big thing for me. Of course, Deb and Jim do an amazing job. They're the greatest upline anybody could ever even dream about having. You know, we've got a tremendous group, Bill and you and all the guys involved, but Deb and them seem to go the extra mile for me. But the overall thing, the doctor's panel, I picked up a lot of good pointers off the doctor's panel, and especially the cell biologist. He made some comments there that really got at me. But another point that was brought out, and I'm not sure that a lot of people really picked up on it, and you even alluded to it, was, you know, when you first start off in this business, you do a whole lot of work for a little bit of money. But you keep on doing that whole lot of work, and the money catches up. And then that whole cycle reverses, and you start making, you still got to do a whole lot of work, but you're making more money to catch up with the work. And that point came out, even Denny talked about it, and you alluded to it, you know, starting when you first started out in network marketing. So it was a good meeting. I was glad to be there. appreciate all the work that went into it, I'll tell you.
Thank you for sharing, Russ. You know, it's funny that Benny even made comments. And the first time she got started in the CS, she'd make more money working at Taco Bell. now she might be able to buy 100 of those things. Awesome. Thank you, Russ. Anybody else would like to come on and just hit star 6, set your name where you're calling in from, and share?
Hey, it's Jennifer Trick.
There she is.
Hey. Russell, of course, took, like, everything I wanted to say, I agree 110%. One thing that was really big was someone that I had brought with me who had lost her last relative, her father, a few months ago. And, you know, she's very, very big in the field of hair and makeup and whatnot. And I told her, I said, this is a family. I said, it's one thing to realize that when you come here, it's a family. It's not a network marketing company like some of those that most of us have probably been in. And she noticed that even though she could only stay for an hour even before we started, she definitely felt what I was telling her about our company and everybody, including, you know, you, Terry, Bill, Deb, Jim, everybody met Felicia and, you know, just really brought her into that family. And she is already blowing things up, and she doesn't even have anything to that little tiny tube of Renew 28. So she's already sitting on clients. I know, it's crazy. And I had my really good friend sitting with me, too, and I have been to a few, let's see, how many other than every week meeting. I have been to two in Charlotte, well, one in Concord in Charlotte, and then the convention. And every time I go, there is just so much more that I learn, and it brings me to tears. There's always something that is said that touches me deep in my soul, and it just restarts that flame all over again to why I need and want to do this company.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Anybody else?
Hey, this is Matt Elliott.
Hey there,
Matt.
Matt
Elliott. And I'm here. I came to the meeting from Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm sitting here with my dad, David Elliott. He's from Concord, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, first the thing I wanted to say is this is my first meeting I got to go to here in North Carolina, like large meeting wise. I went to the class on Thursday, and it was just phenomenal. We listened to a call and from early on during the CS, and that's motivating for me for the fact that, you know, I brought my grandbaby to the conference that we had here in Charlotte, and I brought her with me for a reason of that, you know, she's been on the CS since she's 2 weeks old, and she's 6.5 months now, and she's the most healthiest baby that you can ever have. And them doctors want me to put her on, you know, different medications. They gave me about 4 or 5 different medications to give to her, and I refused to do it. So I put her on a SIA. You know, I felt like her body was battling, and it needed it, and I thought she would benefit from it. And it was, she definitely did. And I found my motivation in that to get this to other people. You know, I want to build a business. But I want to build a business and for people getting healthy, you know, including myself. I was doting on my grandbaby more than anything because, you know, I'm proud of my grandchild, proud of where she came from, you know. But I was diagnosed with a heart condition in December, and they put me on medications, and I reluctantly started taking the medications, and then I met a CS associate in Lexington, Kentucky. She's from Harrisburg, Kentucky, and she told me I needed to use more. She's like, I want you to use 8 ounces in the morning, 8 ounces in the evening. And I said, well, honey, I really, really want to do that, but, you know, I'm not to the point where I can buy that much to see right now. And so she's been giving me, you know, right before I came down here, she gave me 4 more cases of ASEA. She said, I don't care. You're going to take this because I know. She said, I know what it did to your grandbaby, and I know what it's going to do for you. So she's been giving me ASEA. And it, you know, above what I order, what I get on my auto ship, and I am without any medications for my heart condition. Wow. I'm not having any blackouts like I'm having. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Look, they did a scan on my heart, an ultrasound, and said that the artery that I was having issues with was." Function perfectly normal, and so you're talking about, you know, that was in, see, this is June, it was in, last time I went to see him was in May when they did that scan, so 5 months, you know, my heart condition is better. As simple as that, and the only thing got different I did is I quit taking the prescription medicine and started taking more ASEA. So,
awesome.
Just wanted to share that with y'all. My dad has something I guess he's going to say. He's here with me, and I really appreciate the conference. I'm looking forward to having more, and I'm looking forward to I'm actually going to strive over within the next 6 months to have a large conference in Lexington, Kentucky. So,
awesome, man. Awesome, awesome. Look forward to it.
Here's Dad.
Yeah, now, what I enjoyed most about that this weekend was the panel. That was awesome. The information they give as a panel, you can't do that on your own because you don't have the you know, the stamina or the background for it for them to really actually believe you. But when you got a panel up there of all those people saying different things, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought that was the best part of the whole thing. Now, I did feel like it was running a little long, but hey, that happens.
You know, as networkers, we like to talk. Thank you guys for sharing. Anybody else want to share real quick before we get ready to close down the recording and go to the question? Go ahead.
This is Linda Singletary.
Hey, Linda.
And I really enjoyed the panel. And that mostly the testimonies, the guy that just talked, that's why I'm in it, is because of the testimonies. There's just too many people out there that are sick. And when you hear them tell you there's something wrong with them, like they have back trouble or they have kidney trouble or anything like that, but it's hard for them to change and take that medicine, they take the pharmaceutical medicine instead of taking ASEA. And I've just been lately giving mine away because at least they'll try it. I gave one to a friend of mine that I brought her to a conference. She got to stay about 3 hours where her husband had knee surgery a year and a half ago. Well, just about 2 months ago, his knee had a bacteria infection inside the knee where he had a knee replacement or whatever it was on his knee. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it was unusual to have a bacteria infection a year and a half after you had the surgery. And I gave her a bottle today because she heard some of the stuff, but she did not get to watch or be there with the panel. I think she had to leave early because they're still watching him far as that where that bacteria is going to come back. But I'm really interested in it to help people because of what it's done for me. I fell in January, and I'm pretty sure I've got a torn muscle or meniscus, whatever it is, it crosses over your knee to keep your knee in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only thing that takes the pain away because it stings like somebody's stabbing you. And I've already been to one doctor, and they did x-rays, and it was completely out of joint. And there's spurs or little points on it. And plus with that muscle torn, I haven't been able to get an MRI yet. The doctor didn't properly ask my insurance company about getting permission to do the MRI, and so I didn't get to get it because I can't, you know, you can't pay $1,000 right out of your pocket to get an MRI.
Right. Right.
So I just upped it from 6. I see I was taking like 4 to 5 ounces, and I've upped it to 6 to 7 ounces, and I can go 3/4 of the day with no pain.
Awesome.
Anyway, I love the way the panel was set up because that was the most interesting for me. But I was wanting to hear more testimonies, and the testimony of that man just was on. That was an awesome testimony of about that little baby, because
that's cool.
You know, a lot of times doctors they guess at what's wrong with you. They don't really know. I had a dog. Daddy can tell you this. I had a Chihuahua that almost died on me a month ago. They could not find. I took her to the vet because her mouth was white. And so they said she wouldn't live 2 days. So I brought her home, and I started giving her a little bit of ASEA, about a teaspoon of ASEA. And the next day I gave it to her on Sunday. That afternoon she threw up some seeds that she had eaten because we have a bird. And they said she had losing blood. She's losing blood somewhere. And so they wanted to do, transfusion. So they did. I had to take her to an emergency. The first doctor said she wouldn't live 2 days. The second doctor said, if I don't bring her back, if her blood count goes back down after she got the blood count, they said she would be dead in 2 days. Well, you know, the dog's back to health, and
so
I gave her. She's doing good. She's eating
awesome.
Regular dog food again, dry food, and
well,
she
awesome.
The blood stopped. The blood stops 4 to 1, let's see, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Whoa.
Wednesday, 5 days later, she didn't
awesome.
Have no more bloody stool. She had half bad stool and half good stool. So
awesome. Well,
she's been doing good ever since.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And guys, here real quick, let me go ahead and shut off the recording. I'm going to open up for questions. And here, guys, as I share this in the back end real fast, one of the most powerful things about ASEA, and I've seen it all across the country, all in different countries, wherever we go, testimonials are key. They really move everything. You'll start to see people start sharing testimonials, and as you even saw, started to see tonight. So, guys, I want to thank you all for being a part of tonight. Hope you all learned a lot about how to promote events, and the events are key if you want to get this product to as many people as you possibly can. So hold on a second, guys. As I stop the recording, we'll open it up for questions. Hold on one quick sec.